An Okotoks veteran was recognized at the national level for helping his comrades. Todd Martin, a veteran of the 1990s Yugoslavia conflict and prolific community volunteer, was presented with the Minister of Veterans Affairs Commendation Award on April 2 during a virtual presentation by Lawrence McCauley, Minister of Veterans Affairs. The province announced that Paxlovid, an oral treatment for COVID-19, will be available at more pharmacies across the province starting on April 1. The Calgary Metropolitan Regional Board, CMRB, stood following a vote on March 11 and Foothills County Reeve Delilah Miller was less than pleased. Foothills County, Rocky View County and Wheatland County voted against a motion to move the CMRB regional plan forward. It was back to a seemingly annual rite of passage in the AJHL South Division. For the fourth straight postseason, the Okotoks Oilers and Brooks Bandits locked horns in the third round with a spot in the Alberta Junior Hockey League Championship Series on the line in a matchup featuring the top-ranked team in the country and the fourth seed in the division. A Foothills area alpine skier raced to a podium finish at the national level. Rebecca Pelkey won silver at the slalom event in the Alpine U16 Canadian National Championships in Quebec on April 2. A dream season ended with a bronze finish for the Okotoks Bisons. Okotoks claimed the bronze medal at the Hockey Alberta Junior B Provincial Championships, held March 31 to April 3 in Wainwright, with a comprehensive triumph over the Sherwood Park Knights to close a roller coaster week on the ice. Teamwork was key in putting out a grass fire that sparked on the afternoon of April 8 at the Okotoks Off-Leash Park. Okotoks Fire Chief Trevor Bryce said 26 staff were on scene, including three fire chiefs. The shooting death of a woman in Calgary devastated her Okotoks family. Jamie Skybull, 23, was found by police officers with a gunshot wound the evening of April 7. She later passed away from her injuries in Foothills Hospital. Okotoks residents who lost their home in a devastating fire on March 15 said they were disappointed in the town's response to their request for relief on property taxes and utilities. With the substantial increase in the cost of fuel, automotive parts and inflation, among other factors, school buses gave the Foothills School Division a bit of a headache, officials said on April 6. Firefighters battle a large grass fire near the Century Auctions location south of Alderside on April 9. When High River crews arrived, the fire was approximately 3 acres in size, threatening adjacent structures. Okotoks was called for assistance and the two departments had the fire quickly under control. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Nearly 7 years after Danielle Smith lost the Highwood UCP nomination to Okotoks Cowan. Carrie Fisher, formally re-entered the provincial political sphere, though she insists she never truly left. The former opposition and Wildrose party leader announced April 1 she would seek the UCP's nomination for Livingstone McLeod in the 2023 general election. Black Diamond Council unanimously voted to support another letter opposing the creation of a provincial police force. The motion was made by Cowan. Daryl Lalonde. During the regular council meeting on April 6, Beaumark Oilers were felled in the Max Tournament semifinal when they were bested 5-3 by the Vancouver Nightchiefs at Calgary's Max Bell Area on April 9. After a championship season, several Okotoks Bisons were honored with awards. The team was fresh off the HJHL gold medal win against the Cochrane Generals in their comeback season after 2 years of COVID-19, and that was acknowledged at their annual awards banquet on April 8. A home suffered significant damage after a fire on April 15. The call came in at approximately 5:05 p.m. for a house on fire in the Mount Ray area in northwest Okotoks, and when crews arrived, they found a home in flames. Pierre Poiliev drew a large crowd in the foothills on April 13. Thousands of individuals from Calgary and area came to Spruce Meadows to hear the Carlton Riding MP speak. The Calgary Police Service, CPS, issued a warrant April 13 for the murder of a woman hailing from Okotoks. An Okotoks history buff looked to save part of that history. In December 2021, the town of Okotoks installed new signs at the entrance to town, spurring Leah Koski, vice president of the Okotoks Historical Society, to ask what would come of the old ones. A group of Duwinton residents came together to shut down a development proposed directly south of the hamlet, which contains portions of the old McLeod Trail. Approximately 15 individuals attended a public hearing held by Foothills County on April 13. Brooke Spurway of Mountain Shadows Gymnastics Club made the cut as a member of Team Alberta heading into the Western Canadian and National Championships. The Okotoks Oilers were out of the playoffs after a four-game sweep by the Brooks Bandits. Game 4 on April 13 saw the Oilers hold of the high-scoring team 3-1, a far cry from Games 1 and 2 at Brooks that finished 7-2 and 6-1, respectively. Foothills County Hospice's biggest fundraiser returned after being forced online in 2021. Hike for Hospice 2022 returned to Bill Robertson Park on May 1, and loved ones and community members walked and ran together to raise funds for end-of-life care in the foothills. Okotoks Municipal Enforcement stopped a vehicle driving 78 kilometers per hour over the speed limit on the evening of April 20. The town wrote on Twitter that officers pulled over a vehicle driving 128 kilometers per hour in a 50 kilometers per hour zone. A Millerville man was recognized for his life of volunteerism and service. Volunteer and former Royal Canadian Air Force pilot Don Ward was surprised with a Lifetime Achievement Award by Foothills Search and Rescue, a volunteer-based organization he helped found, on April 23. With a 3-2 vote, Black Diamond Council decided to donate its 20-year-old fire engine to a community in Belize. The Okotoks Dogs said they were grateful after the community stepped up to solve a shortage of host families for the upcoming season. Exiting the playoffs early did not end the season for the AJHL Rookie of the Year. Okotoks Oilers forward Rieger Lorenz was named to Team Canada's roster for the 2022 IIHF U18 World Hockey Championships held April 23 to May 1 on Germany.